It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
Welcome to Money for Lunch. Sorry, it took me a couple seconds to get to the mic. So, what be happening? We have this kind of interesting video. If you go to moneyforlunch.com, you'll see it there. It's by Dr. Brené Brown. And she talks about... She talks about shame and vulnerability. And it's just awesome. Pure awesome. Here's a couple of excerpts talking about our kids. Our job is to look and say, you know what? You're imperfect. You're wired for struggle, but you are worthy of love and belonging. That is your job as a parent, according to Dr. Brené Brown. I like it. You know what? You're imperfect. You're wired for struggle, but you are worthy of love and belonging. To let ourselves be seen, deeply seen, vulnerability seen, to love with our whole hearts, even though there's no guarantee. And that's really hard. I can tell you as a parent that that's excruciatingly difficult to practice gratitude and joy in those moments of terror when we're wondering, can I love you this much? Can I believe in this passionately? Can I be this fierce about this? Just to be able to stop instead of catastrophizing what might happen. To say, I'm just grateful because to feel this vulnerable means I'm alive. Those are quotes and excerpts from the video available to you on moneyforlunch.com. I think you'll find it amazing, amazing to watch this video. It's just that good. It's a TED Talk video, so it's only going to be about 15 minutes or so, but it's so life-affirming, life-changing. I am addicted to being vulnerable now. And something else that I learned from this video, that vulnerability, being vulnerable, vulnerable, takes a massive amount of courage. But when you ask somebody, when you feel vulnerable, when you're thinking about being about vulnerability in general, it's connected with being weak and cowardly. But it's the most courageous act that we do. Have you ever seen somebody up on stage where they expose who they are, they expose some of their troubles and their terrible mistakes and their vulnerabilities, and you think how courageous they are. And you love them more because they've let you in and you can relate. I just find that an amazing thing. Anyway, I'm so grateful that you're here on Money for Lunch. One of the things I want to talk to you about is making money with Facebook. Some of the myths about making money, not with Facebook, I'm sorry, with social media in general. A lot of people will tell you, oh, you can make so much money with social media. Oh, it's a great way to do this and do that. I want to tell you, first of all, that social media cannot, will not, should not replace traditional forms of marketing. But if you're going to go and spend your time and your energy on social media, have a plan. And your plan should kind of look like this. First of all, only interact, invite, be friends with people who can hire you. Specifically, your ideal clients. So if you service attorneys, you should be making friends with attorneys. If you service stay-home moms, then you should be making friends with stay-home moms. All right? Then you do want to give these people some valuable materials. Could be a blog, could be a video, could be a combination of items that lets them know you're an expert, a SMEED, a subject matter expert, SME. And once they get to know, like, and trust you, then ask them. This is the call to action. Ask them to maybe get your free report so now they're part of your list. They can opt in. Ask them to hire you on some basis. If you're afraid to ask them to hire you or to opt in or do something, then you're wasting your time. Because if you have 1,000 friends or 10,000 contacts, but you're not using them to leverage your income, then it's a waste of time. Think about that. I know people who have 5, 10, 20,000 contacts on LinkedIn and they never make money with them. What is the point? So what you do with these your 5, 10, 20,000 contacts is you go message by message and you ask them to do business with you. And it could be a soft ask, what I call a soft offer. It could be, hey, if you're challenged in this area, if you need help with XYZ, if you would like to, you know, insert the benefit, right? I have a free report on how you can triple your weight loss, how you can make more money, how you can be a better attorney, a better father, a better brother, a better mother. Go here and opt in and get my free report. Watch my free video course once you opt in. Get something like that set up so where you can now start utilizing your social media correctly. Think about this. We've all read good books. We've all read good articles, either from a blog post or a magazine. And how many times have you said, man, that's a fantastic article. I'm going to hire this person. I want to get this person to paint my house, fix my problem, whatever that problem might be. And I bet you most people would tell you, I've never done that. Social media is the same way. Now, if you're putting out good content, I'd say if you're putting good content out there on a regular basis, you're interacting with your people on a regular basis, you have my permission and you have the right to contact them and ask them to do business with you on some level. Maybe it's opting into your list. Maybe it's a straight out offer. Keep in mind that the first time they buy from you, that's the hardest thing. So you want to be able to make that offer ridiculously easy for them. Getting a free report is an easy offer. Doing business, maybe if you could do a service for them that normally is a $200 service, but now you're going to do it for $7 or $10 or $30 or $40, something that is a no-brainer. Because your first offer is just confirming, or I should say creating, a buyer. And a proven buyer is worth money in the bank. So let's say that you lost money on your first sale, but you made profit on your second sale and your third sale and your fifth sale and your 10th sale. Do you see what I'm saying? So this is where it's important to know your numbers. What is the acquisition cost? What is your average ticket price that you sell? And what is the long-term value of your clients? So let's recap this. Let's talk about what this means. Let's say that you're spending money on advertising and marketing and it costs you $20 to get a customer. And the average thing they buy from you is, let's just say, $200. And the long-term value, that client's going to be with you for 3 years. That's the average. Your clients are with you for 3 years. That's a long-term value or long-term time frame. But during that 3 years, they might buy $10,000 worth of stuff from you. Again, we want to know our averages. So if the long-term value is $10,000 and you're currently spending $20 to acquire a client, couldn't you afford to spend $50 or $100 to acquire that client and get them in your process? Because you know that for every client you spend $100 on, you're going to get $10,000 worth of sales in that 2, 3, 5 year period. Then what's stopping you? So if you're spending all this time and energy on social media and you're not making money from it, why do it? Social media is great for social proof. It might be great for credibility, but I'm telling you from experience, it's not great for sales because most people don't know how to do it right. And if you set yourself up so where you're putting out good content, you're driving traffic to that content, you have earned the right, and I give you the permission to contact these people and say, hey, let's do business on some level. You have to be nice. You have to be professional, but we have to do that anyway. So think about that. If you are spending a lot of time on social media, but you're not making money, you're doing it wrong. If you don't know how, if you're afraid to ask for sales from your social media contacts, you're doing it wrong. It has no purpose. You certainly would not hire a salesperson and keep that salesperson on payroll if they weren't producing sales for you. You certainly wouldn't keep spending money on advertising that wasn't producing sales for you. So why keep doing social media if it's not producing sales for you? It doesn't make sense. So you have to decide to either stop it and focus your time and energy on more traditional marketing methods, or you gotta start asking for the sale. You gotta start asking for the opt-in. You gotta start asking for the appointment. You got to make things happen. Otherwise, it's useless. There's no point in having 100,000 people on that like you on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, but you're not making money from them. Anyway, think about this, and I can tell you from experience that especially in places like LinkedIn and Facebook, you can ask for the opt-in, you can ask for the appointment, you can ask for the sale. It's not wrong. It's the right thing to do it, and today is the right time to do it. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back right after this.
Welcome back to Geico Radio. It's savings on the radio.
Caller Steve, go right ahead.
Yeah, I just got a free rate quote on Geico.com. Saved a ton, and it only took me 5 minutes and 12 seconds. I was wondering, is that some sort of record?
That's a good question. Then let's have a look.
Not quite. Someone's got you beat by 8 seconds.
Still, I mean, that's quite fast.
Well, what if I told you I only use one hand?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.
Did you bring the camera phone?
I did.
Do you want to go first?
I've been waiting for this all day.
Okay, this is Bro.
and Stacy.
Introducing Chase Quick Deposit. Just photograph the front and back of your check using the Chase mobile app on your iPhone and hit send.
It went through?
So cool.
It's just so cool. You want to try it?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, who's next?
Make a deposit from anywhere, anytime with your iPhone.
To Mr. and Mrs. Walker, why would they send my parents a check?
Chase what matters.
All right, we are back. I'm excited about our first guest today, Stefano Scalia. Stefano Scalia, marketing director of Rock Tape. Rock Tape, just like it sounds, R-O-C-K-T-A-P-E, helps athletes of every level go stronger, longer with the best kinesiology tape, cutting-edge education and fitness support products. They want to help. They want people to move more and move better. Stefano Scalia, welcome to Money for Lunch.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You know, and I want to tell you why I brought Stefano here to talk about Rock Tape, because I was at the Arnold Sports Classic, Arnold's Fitness Festival, for whatever the exact name is. I can't remember anymore, but we were out there. We go out there every year. And so I come across your booth. I think Ashley Horner's there, and she's she's one of the guys that you guys sponsor. And I'm thinking kinesiology tape. This has got to be a scam. This has got to be the biggest scam. And so I'm interviewing her, and you guys can find our interview on our YouTube channel. But I'm interviewing her, and so after we do the interview, I ask her personally, "Come on, you know, does this crap even work? It's ridiculous." And she goes, "Bert, it absolutely works. Believe me, try it." All right, I'll try it. This is an absolute game changer.
Thank you. We hear that all the time.
It's unfriggin' believable. And so and you don't know, this is the first time you and I are speaking here, and most of my audience doesn't know this, but I work out on a regular basis, and like a lot of athletes former athletes, you know, we're constantly having aches and pains. I deal a lot with my shoulders, and especially for us older guys, as we get older, we tend to slump more. So we put our shoulders out of whack a little bit, and we're very prone to injuries. So I use Rock Tape, and I have a picture of me with Rock Tape, or do we have a video? I can't remember, but anyway. So I have Rock Tape. I went to your YouTube channel where it shows you how to put your Rock Tape tape together, your kinesiology tape. And so I put it there for my shoulders, for both of my shoulders. The workout is night and day. The pain was gone. I just thought, this is just unbelievable. I cannot believe that this works. So let's talk about why or how does this, how does this work?
Totally. And that's the number one question. I mean, whenever I do a trade show or field questions from anybody, even, potential business partners, et cetera, they always ask, okay, they go level with me, right? Is this stuff really work? Is it completely placebo? And I can point you to hundreds of studies that show it's not placebo and that how it works. But I'll give you the same spiel I give everybody, which is, it's an elastic therapeutic tape. That's the generic name of it. It's similar to human skin in that it's cotton nylon. It stretches the same elasticity as skin, and it's got adhesive on one side. So again, it's just a level set with everybody. It's the tape you see athletes wearing. You can see football players wearing it, NBA players, Olympians wearing it out on their arms, their legs, their backs, right? And so it really works in three ways. It's completely drug-free. A lot of people think it has, either a lidocaine or pain-killing agent in it. It doesn't. And the way it works is, number one, which you were mentioning, the slumping forward, the posture issues. So everybody wants to stand up straighter. And we use a fancy word for this. We call it proprioception or kinesthetic awareness. And so we can use the tape to tape you to be in a better position. So if you have low back pain, if you have shoulder pain, if you have knee pain, a lot of that doesn't come from a problem with your shoulder or a problem with your back or a problem with your knee. It's how you're standing or moving. And we can use the tape as a tool or a cue to keep you in a better position. So a great example is deadlifts, right? Or picking something up off the ground. We know a lot of nurses who get back injuries because they don't keep their back flat when they're bending over to pick up a patient or pick up tools, et cetera. And so if we tape your back in a good position and you start to bend over and pick something up, as soon as you get out of that good position to a bad position where you're prone for injury, the tape is a cue. It's just like a coach, right? Tapping your back, tapping your shoulder, yelling at you, hey, keep your back flat, et cetera. And it's there with you for a long time, right? Our tape stays on 5 days. So once you put that tape on, whether you leave a practitioner's office or you put it on your shelf, it's a great cue that keeps you in that good position or improves your posture. And a great tool where you don't need to keep it on forever. It can be a training tool to keep you in those good positions without the tape, right, as a training tool. For pain, which is where a lot of people get really kind of freaked out if they have nonspecific knee pain, back pain, shoulder pain, the stuff you were talking about, the tape is elastic in one direction, right? So when you apply it to the skin, it creates a lifting effect. And it's microscopic, but that lifting effect helps decompress nerves from swelling, and it helps drain lymphatic fluid. So we have all these great photos of before and afters of people getting into accidents, having huge bruises on their legs, on their arms, and they apply the tape, and then, you know, in a matter of a day, you remove the tape, and the bruise is gone, right? And that's that lifting effect from the skin and the muscle, right? Lifting that and allowing all those sort of byproducts of injury to drain, right? And so if you have swollen knees, swollen arms, elbows, joints, you can apply the tape. And again, we have all these videos on our website on how to do this. And it really is a game changer for a lot of people. And I want to emphasize that you're absolutely right. There's so many people who either were athletic and want to move again or are just starting to move, right? And our tape is a great tool to combat pain and sort of those nagging injuries where if you went to your general practitioner, which we love doctors, right, but their arsenal or their set of tools is very limited in that, and they go either, hey, you need to stop doing that, or I can prescribe something, or I can inject you with a cortisone shot, right? And we want to emphasize that generally for those sort of like, hey, my elbow hurts, hey, I have patella tendonitis, I have, you know, back pain, right? There's so many more stages to treatment than going right to the drugs, right to the injections, that, you know, you can use things like this, like foam rollers, mobility tools, et cetera, to keep you moving and get you out of pain without resorting to those sort of like last resorts, right?
Yes, absolutely. And you hit the nail on the head. I cannot tell you how many doctors, and these are typically doctors who have never worked out, have very little athletic experience, telling you, well, just stop doing that. I can't. I cannot stop lifting weights. I can't stop running. I can't stop being, you know, whatever it is I'm being. You know, there's got to be a solution. And so I love, I'm telling you, I'm a big fan of Rock Tape now. And it's almost like watching an airplane take off. It doesn't make sense. You know, you can talk about airlift and the coefficient of this and that, and it just still doesn't make sense. And you're talking about these microscopic differences of lifting the skin up, and it still doesn't make sense. It doesn't seem like it's going to work. But let me tell you, if you haven't tried it is a night and day difference. I slept with I used it for a whole day just to see, and it was just a wonderful experience. I just could not believe with it. I slept with it. I put it on like at 5 o'clock in the morning, right before I went to train. I had it on all day, slept in it, even showered in it, which I thought for sure it was going to fall off. And it was a great tool.
Yeah. And you know, that's another great thing about just our product and our brand is that we make it we emphasize anyway, attending a lot of events. And we go really high-end aggressive sports like CrossFit, where people are really pushing their bodies to the limit, all the way down to, you know, fun runs and 5Ks. And the amazing thing is, again, we have every level of athlete. People are just starting out who want to change their lives or are overweight, who haven't exercised before in their life, and they're running into injuries, all the way up to people who you think, my God, they're machines, right? And there's no way they get hurt. But, of course, to look like that, to perform like that, you're really hurt all the time. And we have the same reaction, right? It's the stages of, it's that denial to, you know, oh my God, this stuff really works. And they really remember us and our brand because we touch them, right? And I mean that literally. So when someone comes to a booth or a stand, we have medical professionals taping them up, asking them questions, you know, what's hurting you, you know, giving them movement assessments really quick. Show me how you run. Show me how you squat. Show me how you pick something up off the ground. And when we put the tape on them, they really feel like, oh, you know, someone actually cared about what I'm doing. And it's not just, again, going back to the doctors, I had the same experience, right? I think a lot of medical or general practitioners look at someone even like myself or you, and they go, this person's not really an athlete. If I tell them to stop doing something, that, you know, it's not part of their life, right? It's not this end
right.
game. But I know if someone told me, hey, you can't work out anymore, right? You can't bike ride, you can't mountain bike, you can't do all this stuff, I would be devastated, right? And I had a similar back injury where they said, hey, you're never going to be able to lift a weight again. You need to stop doing all this stuff. And, you know, it was devastating. But when you start digging a bit deeper, you know you can get out from these under these injuries. And I wish that that knowledge was just out there a bit more.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, if you have not, for you guys who are listening, who are dealing with some of these issues, check out rocktape.com, right? So that's where you go, rocktape.com.
Yep. And there's tons of videos up there. Yep.
Go ahead.
Oh, I said there's tons of videos up there. So a lot of people get paralyzed, like, you know, I'm not being able to put this on myself, et cetera. There's so many how-tos up there. If you guys, if any of your listeners want to figure out and they have an injury that they've been dealing with or pain, the step-by-step instructional videos really make it easy. Don't be intimidated by trying this stuff out.
Right. Absolutely. I can attest to that. You know, they are very easy to follow, step-by-step stuff. And I, from a marketing standpoint of view, what I love, one of the other things I love about Rock Tape is that, of course, you know, your brand name stands out. I mean, first of all, it's an easy name to remember, Rock Tape. But second of all,
yeah,
people are wearing it, and it's got your name emboldened on their body. Go ahead.
It's a dream, right? I came to the company after it was founded. Oh, it's incredible, right? And, you know, it's funny to me that that's sort of the secret sauce, right? As a marketer, getting to work for a company that has evangelical customers. And, you know, when you think about it this way, it's like, I would never wear a shirt that said Advil on it, right? Or Tylenol,
right?
Right. But for some reason, and I'm being sarcastic, right? We know why they love us, but people love wearing our logo, right? Which is sort of a dream come true, especially for the kind of company we are. You know, putting our name out there and associated with some of these incredible sports and fitness regimes like CrossFit, for example, has really lended us a lot of brand credibility. And, you know, our most popular tapes are our logo tapes, right? People want our logo on their body, and the tape is just a highly visible way to do that. It's pretty incredible. It's been really a gift to work for a brand that has that sort of credibility. And it's super, super exciting.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And again, it is a marketer's dream or any kind of brand's dream. Let's talk about this because, you know, you mentioned how both the amateur as well as the professionals wearing the tape, the Olympics just wrapped up not too long ago. And you saw a lot of these athletes wearing this, you know, this kinesiology tape. Were some of those or all of those Rock Tape?
Yeah, and, you know, the Olympics are a really interesting event for a company of our size, right? Because we're not as big as the incumbent kinesiology tape companies. We're widely known for having a superior product. You mentioned that it stayed on, right, through your showers and stuff like that, and that's what we're really known for. So we sponsor a few U.S. teams. For example, USA Water Polo, USA Diving, because the tape stays on in the water, right, which is a unique property of our tape. As far as the Olympics are concerned in Rio, there was another competitive company that sponsored the entirety of the Olympics, right, for kinesiology tape. Now, what that means for us is that the teams we sponsor and the individual athletes that love our tape, and I'll get more into that in a second, can still wear our product. So they just can't wear our logo, right, and have it visible on television because that other company has paid a heck of a lot of money, right, to make sure that none of their competition shows up, right? But we have a lot of athletes that aren't even and you know, the greatest thing about our company is that we're a small company, so we can't throw that kind of money around to pay people to wear it. The people who wear our tape truly love the product. And so we have, you know, we're big in Europe as well. And so we had a really great German volleyball team wearing it that did really well. We had a track and field hammer thrower, Gwen Berry of the USA. You should really look her up. She's incredible. Some of the stuff she does. Wrestlers, we had equestrians, in fact, a local equestrian that is in California that we sponsor. And then our women cyclist did really well. Megan Garnier, which we have an interview with her on our website, was wearing our tape as well. And then we spotted lots of other athletes that we don't have relationships with simply because they were wearing patterns that only come in our tape, right? So we saw our American flag pattern and some of our other sort of unique patterns and designs on athletes that we had no relationship with. And the reason for that is that our company's growth has been tied to medical professionals. And by that, I mean physical therapists, chiropractors, and sort of a group of people we call body workers, where a lot of these high-end elite athletes, both in professional sports in the United States and Olympians, have these people that help them get through injuries that don't quite fall into any sort of, you know, distinct medical category. So, for example, they might know a little bit about massage. They might know a bit about acupuncture. They know a bit about mobility and training. They know how to tape with kinesiology tape. They know about mobility techniques. And a lot of these really elite athletes have these individuals. And we did it. We've done a great job of attracting these people, getting them into under our brand umbrella and educating them. So we actually educate, I think this year it'll be almost 7,500 to 10,000 medical professionals in the U.S. taking our courses, learning about our techniques. And that sort of filters down into the to the individual athlete, right? Whether you're a mom who goes to see a chiropractor because she has back pain after doing a workout at, you know, SoulCycle, all the way up to an Olympic level athlete who has a whole staff, you know, working on them and helping them get through injury. We've been able to penetrate those medical professionals, and it's really been an incredible way to get consumer business and also get these medical professionals who really, really love our product and stand by it, because if they use an inferior product, for example, a tape that doesn't stay on, their clients are not happy, right? And their customers are not happy. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the Olympics were a really fun thing to see. It was really neat to see sort of the, I would call it guerrilla marketing, but I knew it would happen anyway, to see, you know, live NBC broadcast and point people out and go, hey, that's Rock Tape, right? And as a company our size, it's really, really exciting to see that happen.
Sure, sure. Let me ask you this. Do you have, by chance, and I don't know if you know this, but has a segment of either, you know, I don't know, you mentioned a different athletes and CrossFit. Is there been a specific segment that's really been attracted to Rock Tape? Or you know what I'm saying, as far as athletes go or sports go, has there been a segment that's really just kind of, you know, the Rock Tape segment, for lack of better terms?
Yeah, we definitely have been most visible in what I would call endurance sports and CrossFit, right? And that's where this stuff really took off. So endurance, what I would put under the umbrella of is, like, you know, long cycling events, long running events, and triathlons, right? And again, because they're just so grueling, and it's an endurance thing. A lot of people have been attracted to kinesiology tape and Rock Tape because it can stay on. Again, if you think of a triathlon where you have to cycle, run, and swim all in one event, you can't be fidgeting around with any sort of gear you're wearing, including tape. And then CrossFit, we were an early participant in the CrossFit Games before it even became what it is today, which is this huge worldwide event. And we've had a close relationship with CrossFit for a really long time. And, you know, the great thing of that is that there's these incredible athletes and these incredible bodies wearing tape highly visibly, right? And it's been a great way to – not only do we just love the community, but a lot of people just see that. It's heavily photographed. It's heavily publicized. And it's been a great tool to spread the word of Rock Tape.
Yeah, man, I think it's fantastic. I love it. To me, it's a game changer, and it's like you said, it's for not only pro athletes, but the used to be athletes. It's the weekend warriors. It's for everybody who wants to feel better and move better. And still, in my experience, it got rid of my shoulder pain. I'm not saying that it's never going to come back, but I know you know, one of the things that I can attest to is the fact that while I'm wearing it, you're right, it's constantly reminding me to put my shoulders back, to put them in the right position, and that makes the world a difference. It makes a huge difference.
And, you know, I encourage people, one of the biggest things that, you know, I would emphasize to everybody, because, you know, I'm sure there are people going, you know, hey, I don't have these issues, et cetera. Posture, right? I mean, I was a desk and still am a desk warrior, except now I have a standing desk, which I love. But that contributed to my back injury, just sitting for so long, right? And we sit at our computers, we sit at our desks, and we text all day. We're on our phones and our necks are craned forward and our shoulders are slumped forward. And eventually that really catches up to you, right? And so for a lot of people out there, I'd highly recommend, if there's something, hey, you know, everyone wants to stand up straighter. And you can take a look at some of our posture taping videos, and you need a buddy to tape your back, right? If anyone can figure out how to tape their own back, please get in touch with me, because I will buy that idea. But definitely check them out. And, you know, it's a great thing to go, holy crap, right? This really does work. And you're standing up straighter. And again, wearing it for just a week, you'll find yourself, even after you take the tape off, you're sort of training yourself, right? And you're training yourself out of those old bad patterns and habits that come from years of essentially bad positions, right? Sitting, slumping, texting, typing, et cetera. And, you know, it's really sort of an interesting, getting back to the whole going to a doctor and them not having sort of the solution a lot of people are looking for, because again, telling someone, hey, here's a painkiller, or hey, you can't do that anymore, is really not acceptable to a lot of people in this day and age. We're seeing a lot of more movement toward prevention, right? And self-care, right? And people getting better educated, right? When someone has a pain or injury or is sick, the first thing you do is do a Google search, right? They're not phoning their doctor right away. And we're trying to get the word out to say, hey, you know, if you have these types of injuries, there's so many other ways to treat them, drug-free, right? And there's so many more avenues, rather than just running to your general practitioner or grabbing a pill bottle, right?
Absolutely.
And we really want to emphasize that.
No, and I think this is great. I think for anybody who wants an alternative, they got to check out rocktape.com. And Rock Tape is not the only product that you guys have. You guys sent me not only some Rock Tape, but you sent me this Rock Sauce, which I thought,
yeah,
you know, this is perfect for chips and hot sauce, but it's not that kind of sauce.
No, don't eat it, please.
Do not eat it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We started with, you know, the growth of the company has been really phenomenal. I wish I could get into the specifics, but we're still private, and I don't want to give our competitors any information. But,
sure.
You know, we started with a product that is consumable, right? So people use the tape, they use it up, and they need to buy more, which is fantastic. And, you know, our company's sort of culture was founded on athleticism. Our founder was a big cyclist. He CrossFits. We all have some sort of fitness goal and activity we do. But we slowly started to expand the product line. One of those first product line expansions was topical pain relief. So we created this Rock Sauce topical analgesic, which is a fancy way of saying, you know, some of the other competition out there is something like an Icy Hot, a Bengay, a Tiger Balm. But we sort of course, like everything we do, we amped it up a bit. We have, you know, three active ingredients, the crazy one being capsaicin, which is what's in hot. And this is really funny, is that this acts like a gateway to the product as well, because, you know, people might be skeptical about kinesiology tape, but everyone's tried an Icy Hot or a Bengay, right?
Right.
And
right.
When they try ours, it's just this next level of heat and distraction from pain, because none of these products that are topical analgesics really help your pain. They just help you not notice your pain, right? They're not really fixing the underlying issue, but man, it really helps if you're sore and, you know, dealing with some sort of injury to just slap something on and be distracted from it, right? And so that was sort of solidified our, you know, the product being so extreme helps solidify our brand image of being, hey, this is really for athletes. This is a professional tool. This isn't just, you know, your grandmother's Bengay in the medicine cabinet, right? You don't want to, I mean, we used to joke, like, you don't want to touch your eyes and you don't want to go to the bathroom after you apply this stuff, which is, you got to wash your hands. You know, it's really, we always say that to people at shows and marathons, and they always get a chuckle out of it. And yeah, we've expanded, right? So we have topicals now, we have the Rock Sauce, we have a Rock Sauce Chill, which is a cooling topical pain relief. And then because of CrossFit and our relationship with that, we got into what we call fitness support accessories, which is a fancy way of saying things like knee braces, wrist wraps, things for weightlifting. We have some incredible weightlifting gloves. And these all came from our relationship with these athletes saying, hey, you know, you guys do this stuff really well. You guys should make an X and make a Y. And then, you know, we take a look at the market and we go, okay, you know, we have this built-in customer group that are affiliated with these types of sports. If we come out with a product in this category, we're probably going to get some uptake. And we always try to do it a bit better, a bit different, a bit more extreme than everyone else is doing. And it's really been a winning formula. So I encourage everybody, if they're a weightlifter, right, check out our knee sleeves, check out our wrist wraps. Again, our topicals are great. I give them to my grandmother. They get passed around like candy. Everyone wants the rock sauce after, you know, people steal the bottle essentially and take them for themselves. So I'm really proud of our products, right? As a marketer, right, it's really hard to out-market a bad product.
Right.
And thankfully, I wasn't given that sort of impossible task of going, hey, our product is crap. You know, try to sell it and try to convince people it's good. It's a lot easier, right, to market and sell a product that people believe in. And it is actually a quality product because you need to believe it yourself as well, right?
Absolutely.
Which we clearly
absolutely.
Do. Yeah.
You know what? And I love what you said about you cannot outmarket a bad product. And we're going to end on that note. Stefano Scalia, thank you so much for stopping by again, guys. Check out rocktake.com. Stefano, would love to bring you back next time and talk a little bit more about marketing and Rocktape as well.
Absolutely. Awesome.
All righty.
Take it easy. Thank you
Good
so much.
Good stuff there from Stefano Scalia and rocktape.com. I attest to Rocktape. I get no remuneration, no kind. You know, they were nice enough to send me a gift basket, but other than that, I was sold on it. It works. It's the real deal. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Geico Radio. It's savings on the radio.
Cooler Steve. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just got a free rate quote on Geico.com. Saved a ton, and it only took me 5 minutes and 12 seconds. I was wondering, is that some sort of record?
That's a good question. Then let's have a look.
Not quite. Someone's got you beat by 8 seconds.
Still, I mean, that's quite fast.
Well, what if I told you I only use one hand?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.
All right, we are back. My next guest, Charles Dunbar. I met Charles Dunbar, so to speak. We connected, I should say, via Instagram, I believe. And you can find out more about Charles Dunbar and follow him on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Just got to remember Mr. Charles Dunbar. But bottom line is he's in the multi-level marketing or network marketing business. And I this is one of my favorite industries to watch and get involved with because it's a great opportunity for most people to really change their life or change their income and things of that nature. But I think a lot of people do it incorrectly. So I wanted to invite Charles to come on the show and talk about that. Charles Dunbar is a network marketing professional and coach. As I mentioned, you can connect with him on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. You can also go to charlesdunbar.com where he teaches people how to succeed with their network marketing, multi-level marketing, and home-based businesses. Charles Dunbar, welcome to Money for Lunch.
Hi, Bert. I want to say hi to you and your listeners.
Absolutely. Thank you for stopping by. I think this will be a lot of fun. You know, let's talk about this real quick. When you're coaching with some of these people and you're working with all these different individuals, what are some of the big mistakes? What are some of the things that you see people doing incorrectly that's hurting their network marketing business?
Wow, where do I start? For example, answering the money objection. Let's start there.
Okay.
People don't know what to say when someone says, "I do not have enough. I don't have any money." And now we all know people have money for what they really want to do, or they try to find it, and most of the time they actually get it to accomplish their goals. So when I coach people on a regular basis and they say, what do I say when someone says I don't have enough money? There's a ton of things you can say, but my favorite response would be to say, I appreciate that. And in spite of not having enough money, isn't a real question how you can start enjoying training and benefits now instead of suffering any longer? You know, and another, just as a bonus, I'll say, well, if you had worked out the money issue, what would have been the biggest factor that helped you come up with the money? You see, I'm making them think. Exactly. You get it. When you say cool, I know you get it.
Yeah. So, no, I love it. I love it. That's fantastic. And the great thing about that, first of all, it's true. Don't we all come up with money, even when we, quote, don't have the money, we don't have credit cards, we don't have anything, but all of a sudden we need to have it. We must have that purse to go with those shoes. We must have, you know, what do you call it, some money because we have a hot date. We must get money because we got to fix our car. And all of a sudden we go from broke to coming up with the money because the need is so urgent. It's so real.
Exactly. And the problem with the network marketing industry, not a problem for lack of a better way of saying it, is because I think it's such a low barrier of entry that people don't take it seriously. And the only most of the time, not the only time, most of the time right. when people take it seriously is when they're actually out of a job. And then they're like, oh, I signed up for this company 6 months ago. Let me really look into it and see how I can make it happen. Because most likely in today's economy, the company's money that's coming to you is going to be quicker than finding a job.
Yes, yes. And the reality is, look, if you build up a home-based business, network marketing business, if you build your own business, then you have money for life.
Absolutely, there is, absolutely.
You know, the idea of secure having a secure job, that's long gone.
Yeah, yeah. I found that out, you know. luckily for me, I wasn't one of the people who waited. I was trying to find a way out. So when I found that way back in 2012, I said, you know what? I didn't do anything wrong at my 9-to-5. I wasn't fired mentally. I just became unemployable, for right. lack of a better way of saying it. It was just like, okay, yeah, I know the job. I'll do it. You know, if they ask me to do something extra, I'm going to do it. But they got the sense. And it's funny because on my way out, when I resigned, somebody's like, you're just different. It's like you don't do anything wrong, but you don't care. And I was like, wow, you can see that. Even though I don't say anything wrong, I do my work. If you ask me to do extra, I do it. But people can see that when you have a different posture because something else is going on that trumps your 9-to-5.
Yes.
And now you have the power. There's a power shift there. So.
Yeah, no, I like that. I like that. Let me ask you this. Let's talk about how do you deal with or how do you coach people who are struggling with, so let me set it up for you. So they might approach somebody about their opportunity or their project or whatever the approach is. And then people may ask them in a negative way, or they may ask them in any way, hey, is this a network marketing opportunity or is this a MLM? How do you deal with those kind of responses?
Well, there's two ways. The first way, I call it my takeaway. And if I'm saying, hey, Bert, how you doing? We have a conversation. I say, hey, are you open to taking a look at a project I'm working on if it didn't interfere with what you're currently doing? I'm already taking away your objection as far as not having time because it's not going to interfere with what you're currently doing. And then your response is this network marketing? You know, it depends on how you say it.
Sure.
So if somebody says, is this network marketing negatively, I'll say it is, but you know what? It might not be a fit for you. I got to jump in this conference call. I'll talk to you later. That's the takeaway. And then
gotcha.
They typically say, but what is it? You know, typically, not all the time. So that's the first way I deal with that, depending on how they ask. The second way is to say, wow, you must have a story. Either you or someone you know must have been involved with a network marketing company in the past. So which is it? Was it you? And that opens the gate to getting them talking about their experience. Or if it was somebody else, they'll say, for example, it was them. Oh, yeah, you know, I joined this company. I didn't make any money. The company didn't help me. My upline wasn't available. They didn't coach me. And then I say, you know what? I experienced that in my first company I was with as well. I know where you're coming from. But let me explain network marketing. It's like a real estate office where you have a real estate broker and you have real estate agents who work in that office. And every time the real estate agent makes a sale, they get paid as well as the real estate broker. So network marketing isn't this thing people make it out to be as illegal pyramid scheme or blah, 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 because we know a whole industry that's sort of built like that. The real estate office.
Well, even an insurance company, and you know, you have insurance brokers and you have the insurance agents, the same scenario.
Same scenario. So when I break it down like that, that horse, unicorn kind of mystical thing that network marketing usually has around it is like, wow, okay, now I understand. And me breaking it down, that gives me an opening as to them taking a look at a project. Because nobody wants an opportunity. Pretty much America has heard all the quote-unquote opportunities there are. So when I approach, it's like, hey, great conversation. You're a sharp guy. Would you be open to taking a look at a side project I'm working on if it didn't interfere with what you're currently doing? So that's how I deal with that network marketing thing, which depending on how you answer it and your mannerisms and your body language, I might just take it away. Or
right.
I might go into actually explaining, comparing.
Well, and the thing about it is, here's what I want everybody to pick up on, that network marketing, like any other situation, it's really about your level of competence and your posture. You know, you go to somebody and you say, hey, you know, I have some insurance and I kind of want to talk to you about that and see if maybe if I can possibly kind of help you out. You're not going to get the appointment, you know, unless somebody has a lot of, what do you call it, sympathy, empathy, pity for you. You're probably not going to get, you know, you're not going to get anywhere. And that, you know, it's the same with even asking a girl out, you know, it's
yeah.
very difficult in fact, I always find it very interesting. At my church group, there's a couple of guys who are very, very quiet, very shy, introvert type people. They're not shy, but they're definitely introverts. And and I'm thinking, how did this guy ever get a date? Because he, you know, he says like two or three words a year. It's interesting, but it is all about your posture, your confidence, how you approach the situation. And I love the idea of having your takeaway ready, because.
Oh yeah.
It's a human psychological thing, man. When you take something away from me, I want to know more.
Yeah, you want to know more. And quite frankly, for the person who's doing a takeaway, your customer, your client, your business partner is not everyone. It can't be everyone because let's say Brett's looking for a business, but he might not be looking for my business.
Right.
So, I mean, if he says, is this network marketing in a way that just quote unquote crazy to me, I'm going to take it away because maybe just don't want that. Maybe they want to open a bricks and mortar. I don't know. I live in New York. Maybe they want to open a corner store, Starbucks, whatever, you know,
right.
I don't know. I'm just,
absolutely.
You can only do what you can do. Let the chips fall where they may.
You know, look, bottom line is whether you're in network marketing, whether you're in coaching, executive coaching, whether you're in an insurance agent, a real estate agent, I don't care. If you're selling something, you're not going to close every deal. Not everybody is going to want to do business with you. Not everybody not everybody that you meet, are you going to want them as a client? There are, you know, we've all experienced people that you're saying, man, I wouldn't want that person as my client ever.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's just the way life is set up. You're not going to get everybody.
Absolutely. And speaking about clients, some clients you get and you're like, wow, why did I, you know, and then you replay it in your mind and you see the flags that came up during your conversation, during your interaction, mm-hmm. where if you had clarity at the time, you'd be like, you know what? It's not a good fit. We're not a good fit. It's not like I can't coach anybody. We're just not a good fit. It won't
right.
work out like it's supposed to, and they see the results they need to.
Absolutely, but, absolutely. Let me ask you this. Let's talk about this a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people, you know, that use social media. They use other ways to promote their business. You know, do you think that there's a right way to promote your business online versus a bad way to promote your business online? Talk about that.
Think, that's a trick question. Okay, firstly, people, you have to separate yourself from everybody else in your company. Let's say you with ABC Company. I don't want to name any companies.
Right, right.
Because I have friends in those companies, and we still collaborate on different things. But
sure.
You with ABC Company, right? I'm with ABC Company. We have the same products. We have the same services. Now, if I'm posting a picture, for example, on my Instagram of myself holding up a product, and you're doing the same thing on your Facebook wall, what's going to differentiate us? Only if someone
yeah.
likes you or someone likes me. That's it. That's the only differentiator. So, yes, there is a better way. I want to say that. Not necessarily a right way, but a better way, much better way to promote on social media. I'm a big proponent of marketing on social media because that gets you and your product or information or service in front of the most people in the shortest amount of time. Now, with that said, as you get those leads coming in, you need to interact with them, whether it be via text, because I deal with a lot of millennials based on the company that I'm with right now, or via phone call. Because I've called, for example, a 21-year-old person, and they've texted me back. And I'm like, I just left you a message. Like, I'm thinking in my head. So you have to know your audience, know your product, know your audience.
Yeah.
And, yes, you can do it any way. And this myth about, oh, don't go online and don't market online, this is a network marketing myth, typically perpetuated by the industry. Oh, you're just going to Facebook, you're just taking pictures of food. No, it's way beyond that. You can start there. That's the sifting process. And then as the leads come in, you contact them and ask them, how can I help you? But the way to get that information as far as that build up that audience or that crowd is to give information. Same thing
yeah.
I do, same thing you do on your show. You give information, something that will make someone know, like, and trust you, and that resonates with your audience or the audience you're trying to attract. Once that information
yes.
comes in and you stay in front of them, then they're like, okay, this Charles guy might know a little something about network marketing or MLM or home-based business, because he's always got information. It's different information every time, and he's consistent with it. Then
– right.
they reach out right. to you possibly.
Right.
Or they
well, and I think also, you know, I'm a big proponent of reaching out to them. Look, if they've connected with you, I want to get your opinion on this, because this is the way I
mm-hmm.
do my social media. If I've connected
yeah.
with somebody on social media, LinkedIn, Instagram, or whatever, you know, I'm putting out my information. Sooner or later, I'm going to contact that individual and say, hey, would you like to get my free report on, you know, whatever, and have
mm-hmm.
them opt into my system? Or, hey, would you like to get together for a phone call so I can see, let's see if I can help you, you know, whatever. Bottom line is, there's a little bit of a relationship there. You've been putting out some good quality information on a consistent basis, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
in my opinion, you know, that's the next step. They're going to contact me, but most of the time I'm going to contact them because I want to make this thing happen.
I agree. I agree. And even those likes, you know, let's say you get a like.
Yes.
Obviously, you can go to the person's page and contact, hey, thanks for liking my thing, or direct message them, inbox them, whatever they call it today on Facebook, and take it from there. Absolutely. I mean, it's a give and take. If you don't have that audience that is reaching out to you consistently in the beginning, absolutely. You have to do what you have to do to build that momentum for people to eventually reach out to you. And that's why I have some free internet marketing training on CharlesDunbar.com, where it's Facebook marketing, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat, Facebook Live, Periscope, SEO training, and keyword research. Because people in my niche, in my industry, want to know this stuff without necessarily having to talk to me. And once they get this training, which is done by 6-, 7-, 8-figure income earners per year, because it's about leverage as well. So people I'm affiliated with, they do these live trainings, and I say, hey, let me use your training. And they're not promoting any product on there, whatever. These are generic trainings that have to do with what's going on now, what's working now. And once they get those trainings and see the value, of course, I expose them to a few things after the training in the funnel, but that's a topic. That's a conversation for another interview.
But I hope, you know what, and I want to end it on that. I just want everybody to pick up on that. Did you hear what Charles said? He's giving them some good, useful information for free to get them exposed, to get them in his funnel, and therefore start building the relationship and get them to – you know, get them to say yes. And so this works whether you're selling home-based businesses, whether you're selling insurance, whether you're selling anything, because everything comes down to the relationship, right, Charles?
Absolutely. And I want to invite you and your listeners to a webinar tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. It's free. It's about, obviously, lead generation and taking your business from where you are to where you want to be, and funnel marketing and all this cool stuff. Just click the drop-down link on CharlesDunbar.com. Opt in. It's free. We'll send you a link. Go to the webinar. You click on it at 9 p.m. Eastern. We're there. So
great. And you know what? You probably today's show is being taped. So when you're talking about tonight, it may not be the same night that when the audience hears this, but they can go to CharlesDunbar.com. And click on that link and get that webinar information. Charles Dunbar, I want to say thank you so much for stopping by. Looking forward to having you back again.
Thank you, Bert. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you and your listeners, and looking forward to it as well.
Absolutely. Good stuff there. Guys, remember,
tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch, and check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.